In France, downhill skiing came to a halt with the pandemic. Now the ski lifts are running again. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from an alpine ski resort, aside from a few new requirements, everything feels nearly back to normal.
Wow, those are mighty avalanche cannons going off in the French Alps. There's so much snow this year. These mountain slopes have been closed to downhill skiers since the pandemic began in March 2020, and they finally reopened, and people are just flocking to the slopes.
Ça fait du bien de venir à la montagne, respirer le bon air.
Like Carole Datoma, who says it feels so good to be in the mountains again and breathing this great air. She says she hopes things will continue like this. The French government allowed ski resorts to fully reopen in December, with new precautions. Now, along with your ski pass, you need a vaccine pass showing proof of two doses, three for those over 65, and everyone must wear a mask on the ski lifts, in the lift lines, and in the snowy streets of alpine villages. People here remember how an Austrian ski resort became one of Europe's earliest super spreader venues, leading to thousands of people becoming infected. Marion Grenier is the marketing and tourism director here at Les Arcs. It's one of France's largest resorts, hosting more than 300,000 people each season. Grenier remembers when the pandemic hit.
It was very brutal for us. Like it was, I remember the 15th of March that we have to close in one day to send like thousands and thousands of people who have to leave the ski resort.
Now, thousands of people are pouring back in, she says, and officials are being vigilant because they don't want to have to shut down again. Skier Loni Jurgensen is wearing her mask as she takes a lift up the mountain.
When I wear my glasses and the mask, it's like I can't breathe. Yeah, I'm not happy.
But she admits it's worth it to be able to come back.
We had our skiing trip canceled twice, 2 years in a row. We're from Denmark. At least we're here.
The Alps attract skiers from all over Europe. Dutch snowbirds Jan and Firesh de Schuilte say they're ecstatic to be back, especially as their own country, the Netherlands, is now in a lockdown.
Yeah, the Austrians don't want us, as of last Saturday, but France still wants us. But don't mention the people that were here, right?
Yeah. The only language you might not hear much of on the slopes these days is English, because British tourists were banned from traveling to France right before Christmas. Not because of Brexit, but because of Omicron. As the virus surges across the continent, different countries are taking different approaches. While the French government did cancel New Year's Eve fireworks on Paris's Champs-Élysées, its COVID strategy is centered around maximum vaccination, so there aren't any new curfews or lockdowns. Three cheers for that, says Parisian Charles Aigli, who loves to ski.
I'm so happy because this time everything is open, even the bar, the restaurant, so it's really nice. There are not that many people.
Aigli says he can't wait to ring in the new year in the mountains once again. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Les Arcs, France.